Home plate up. My eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local Geico office.
How'd you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up!
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 2.875% and they're fixed.
Call Golden Oak now. The banks are overloaded and are averaging 60 to 70 days to close.
At Golden Oak, we'll get you closed in 30 business days.
We can originate VA loans, and some of our programs don't even require an appraisal.
Get a 2.875 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
If you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Close in 30 days. Get a low rate and great service. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.702, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
Playhouses on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
A slightly sticky patch.
Well. Leave it to Paul Harris.
We'll stand over with Tina.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome, one and all. Gather around to the July 19th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. The Matheny boys have to be giddy with this heat. Sitting by the phone, taking calls, making appointments, and good for them. You got to have somebody come out when that thing's not working right. Why not make it the people who are AM and the PM just like you? The people celebrating their 70th year in business, Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Hey!
That's something. Two brothers take over daddy's business. The other brother goes and manages the Cardinals. Mike Matheny.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's not related?
No.
Oh, different Matheny. Well, hey, still pretty impressive the way the brothers have managed to build an even bigger business than the one Daddy started 70 years ago. We'll talk more about Matheny after we introduce ourselves, starting with our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Marie Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind.
And Red Boy has a great way to stay cool in this miserable, hot, humid weather. He says what he does is he goes home and he covers himself in hot, melted what?
Cheese.
And then when you wash it off, you feel really cool.
Really?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Boy, how did he discover that?
So stupid. I guess it would work, though, if you're in, like, hot, and you wash, then you feel, that's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really stupid. How about Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra? Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's what you need to know. If you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, you can be a customer of Matheny. I know. Sorry, Illinois. Right now, people in Belleville, Edwardsville, Collinsville, Millstadt. You want me to go through all the Illinois?
Yes.
Thank you. Man, I wish we could use Matheny. You know what you do? Move over here. Move. Yeah, move to St. Louis or St. Charles County, then you can use Matheny Heating and Cooling. For those of you who are in St. Louis and St. Charles counties, you have a business. If you're thinking, oh, my business is probably too big, we have 8 units. No, you're not too big. They do a lot of big businesses. Maybe you're thinking, my little tiny home is too small. I have a little 900-square-foot place, a little bitty air conditioning unit. They're not going to want me. Yes, they do. They'll take everybody's heating and cooling business. We can pretty much eliminate the heating part right now as we speak. I don't think we need to talk about heat. But boy, do we need to talk about air conditioning. You're going to like them a lot because everything you want in a heating and cooling company, well, that's what they are. They're trustworthy and they're honest. They've been around 70 years. It's family business. Their family name and reputation is on the line here. And if you're AM and the PM, you get a reward. You get 15% off your first service call. Just be sure to tell them that. And they'll also give you a discount on your planned service agreement. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you need a new system, same thing. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Last night I watched A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith because I kept reading. You know, they did that Turner Classic Movies.
Did you like it?
You know what? It was okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'd heard and read too much about how great it was. And then, your expectations are too high. I didn't think it was that great. And I meant to watch No Time for Sergeants because I haven't seen it for years, but I forgot to record it, so it was okay. I will tell you what jumped out at me in the movie Face in the Crowd, though. There's a scene where Andy Griffith, who plays the character Lonesome Rhodes, he's a Southern singer and sort of a Will Rogers type guy, and he's asked to judge a cheerleading contest, and all the girls are performing doing baton twirling. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, every girl, we talked about this once, every girl twirled a baton.
Yeah, we had it in gym class. We had batons.
What happened to the baton? What happened to baton twirling?
They still have it.
My daughter was in a competition.
And I'm going to tell you, last night in this movie, which was shot, I think, in 1957 or something, man, could these girls twirl the baton. It was almost, when you watched it, like, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because good baton twirling is fun to watch, especially when they throw it like 90 feet up in the air, and then they turn around and catch it behind them.
Well, and that kid on America's Got Talent did it with like the flames on the outside.
Yeah, burning baton. Yeah. Can you twirl?
I can do a few little things. That's about it.
But you never wore
what I learned in gym class.
Can you twirl those tassels on the end of your breasts? Have you ever seen women do that, where they swing them separate directions?
Yeah, almost like a
hula hoop. I've never tried.
You ought to try that and let us know if you can do that.
All right. Where is there a tassel store somewhere?
I have a tassel
store. I have some right here.
I own Pinion's Tassel Shop. And I put them on for you.
Oh, thank you.
That's nice.
You know, I make fun of this station a lot. It's easy to do. And I know it makes a lot of people on the air here mad sometimes, like Jayco when he gets off the air. He's mad sometimes. What?
I don't think he's here anymore.
He's not?
No.
On the way home last night, I'm just jumping around listening to stations, and I hit a St. Louis station, and we're not the only ones that make mistakes with commercials and do things to make ourselves sound stupid. And I got a big kick out of it, especially since it was an advertiser who used to be on with us, but based on some bad advice from an ad agency, decided to leave this show and go somewhere else. And I heard their commercial last night, and I'm thinking, how could you leave us for this, especially when at the end of the offer, and it was, if you act now, you get an extra $2,000.
I heard that one. I know what you're talking about.
And they said, offer ends June 31st. This was last night. June 30th. Offer ends June 30th. Now, June 30th was over 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we're not the only ones, but I really especially enjoyed it since these are people that used to be with us and now they're with somebody who, I don't know. I got a big kick out of it. Thanks again to Dave Schumacher for growing such great tomatoes. I'll take more if you get them. Capital One. Here's the headline. Capital One earnings plunge 90%.
Oh.
I'm glad. Wow. I don't like them.
I got an idea. If you want your earnings to be up, how about not running quite so many TV commercials? I've never seen anything like it. Jimmy Fallon, Alec Baldwin, Capital One, and then those Viking guys.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched those commercials and thought, I think I need to get a Capital One card because of those Vikings.
Right.
They're entertaining, but...
Yeah, they made me really mad, and so I told them never, ever...
You had a card?
I did, and...
You dropped it?
I had it, and everything was great, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, we did a credit check from like 5 years ago, and you had some things, so we're jacking up your interest rate from like 12 to 22 or something.
It's not very nice.
I know. I said, hey, take your card back and don't ever send me. And then, you know, you keep getting those things in the mail. Get a Capital One card. Get a Capital One card.
Tear it up.
And I called them. I said, don't you ever send another card to my house.
Did you say it meaner than that?
I did.
Is that how you said it?
I was pretty mad.
Did you use curse words?
Even now when I see something, I throw it right in the shredder.
Did you curse at them? I bet you did.
I don't think so.
I bet you did.
Did you say that word to him that you said earlier?
That one we had to edit out? No, I bet you didn't. Lay's potato chips. I'm not sure I really understand this. I'll read it. Maybe we can all understand it together. There's $1 million prize. About time. We need to have more companies giving prizes of $1 million. And you know what makes me mad about myself? I never participate in these, make up a winning phrase or slogan and send it in. I should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really should, because it doesn't take that long to do.
Is that what that's for?
Well, here's what it says. It says, they call it crowdsourcing. And it's all about Facebook, and then they say the world's biggest food brand, which, by the way, is Frito-Lay, will announce tomorrow plans to cook one consumer's recipe into a potato chip. In other words, you send in...
Oh, the flavor.
Yeah, and you convince them this should be the next big thing in potato chips, and if they go with your flavor... And your idea, you get $1 million.
Wow, man. Ooh. I wonder what the fine print is.
You have a choice. You can take $1 million or 1% of the flavor's net sales. I don't trust them to tell me what the net sales are. I'll take the million.
I wonder if it's one lump sum or...
Oh, that's the other.
$20,000 a year.
Yeah, you know what? I'll bet it's that 50-year deal. It's probably not in one lump sum. So there you go. I guess you can find out more if you just Google Lay's potato chip contest. You'll find out more. I'm not really going to get into this article except for the fact that there's a big article today in the USA Today about Oprah's book club going digital. I never have understood how one person could be this powerful. How if she goes on
they follow her anywhere.
A great new book, and the next thing you know, 8 million copies of this book are sold.
She could probably say, I'm going to go walk off a cliff today. Who's behind me? And she'd get...
Thank you, Oprah.
And if somebody went to her and said, hey, Oprah, look in here. Here's $2 million. Just say you like my book. You don't think that happens? I don't know. I've never understood latching on to any celebrity and anything they said to do or buy that I would just do it just because of that. I've been hanging on to this. I should have mentioned it earlier because it's old news now, but did you see the picture of the world's largest crocodile? At least no one has ever seen
it. I do remember seeing that online.
20
down in the
Philippines,
20 feet, just over 20 feet long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pace off 20 feet. Get a measuring tape and pull out 20. That's unbelievable.
Longer than three.
Two basketball hoop heights.
And I think it weighed 2,000 pounds or something. It's just unbelievable. Oh. I mean, this crocodile, a crocodile, could swallow a car or something. And, they captured it, and somebody got like $72,000 for capturing this thing, and then they took it, and they're going to put it in some zoo or something. Now, this is a good idea. In an effort to cut down on drunk driving, up in Ottawa in Canada, maybe we'll see it come here. For the ladies, you're not real familiar with urinals, but let me tell you about urinals. A urinal, you've seen them, I guess. They're porcelain. You walk up to them, you step up, and you pee in them. And it it's better than using a typical commode because there's a shorter distance and there's not the splatter and the splash and, you know, the urinal kind of captures it all. And in every urinal, there's always something at the bottom, either a, like a rubber mat kind of thing to catch cigarette butts. People used to stick cigarette, but you don't see that as much anymore.
Gum,
you know, to keep it from clogging up the system. Or there's some kind of deodorizing thing in there. And that's pretty much what you see in a urinal. But this company has put in some urinals up in Wayne Bay, Ottawa, Canada, talking urinal cakes. Think of greeting cards. You know how you touch the card and goes, "Happy birthday, Uncle Jim." They've put digital audible chips, and when your pee hits the urinal cake, it talks to you and says, "Hey, I had too much to drink tonight," and it's a warning about drunk driving.
You have asparagus?
Wow, is that all you got?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
This is a men's room.
Yeah.
No, I think this is pretty clever. But now, it doesn't detect alcohol. You watch, that'll be the next advancement. It can sense alcohol in pee and go, "Hey, buddy. A little too much alcohol in your urine."
That would be a good idea for bars.
Your alcohol level.
Your alcohol level is 0.206. Yeah. All it is any pee that hits it, it just asks the guy peeing, "Hey, are you sure it's okay you can drive home? Have you had too much to drink?" But I'm telling you, with the technology we have today, don't you know that eventually there'll be one capable of detecting alcohol in the pee? It's coming. But I think that's probably a pretty good idea. There's a guy named Jeff Edelstein. He's a writer. He's a syndicated writer. And he has written an article talking about how stunned he is to find out that Target and Walmart and even Walgreens sell vibrators. And I have to agree with him. I was not aware that you could go into Walgreens or Target or Walmart.
I don't think in the stores. I think it's does it say in the stores? I think it's just online.
They have a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm sorry. He says he went into a superstore.
Really?
And he said in the pharmacy area with the Trojans, there were vibrators, and one offered intense pleasure with three speeds, three different pulses, compact size, quiet vibration, all for $29.99.
Wow.
And it was right there in that, Trojan
the conundrum
section.
What is a Walgreens superstore? I've never seen one of those.
No, I think it's a Walmart.
This was a Walmart superstore. And then he says that they've been selling these in many of these retail stores since 2010. He did some checking. I didn't know that.
Quiet vibration, that's a good thing.
Is it?
I would think so.
Tell us more.
Why?
Well, because then it's not so loud.
For who to hear? Where are you doing it that you're worried about people hearing the buzzing sound?
The Nielsen Company said there's been a 14% increase in vibrator sales over the first quarter of 2012 compared to the first quarter of 2011. America is very gradually becoming okay and cool with the idea of vibrators.
More people are stressed.
Yes, and it is, I understand, a stress reliever, the vibrator. It says you can't buy an unedited Kid Rock CD at Walmart, but you can buy a vibrator. I think there's a big difference there. Although, the idea 5-10 years ago of buying talking about a vibrator was just, it was taboo, but now you can walk in and just buy it. And if you think about it, really, what are you getting so bent out of shape about? The people who'd be upset by
that. The uptight people.
It's something that vibrates. That's it. And where you put it is your business. Remember when we first moved out here 15 years ago? Do you know what I'm going to say? We were in that other building. We were not in this building.
Yeah.
And I'm here about 2 months, and there was a restroom, and it wasn't right by the radio station. We had to go around the corner past the elevators, and here's kind of a public restroom in this office building. And the women's room door opened. Some woman went in, and I heard this buzzing. I heard that coming out of the restroom.
Whoa.
Breast pump?
Yes, it was a breast pump. And I stood there, and I thought, I'm going to wait till a woman walks out or in. And I heard it again. And so I went on the air, and I said, hey, there's some woman working
care
who's taking a break and pleasuring herself. And the phones lit up, and all these women called and said, it's a breast pump. It's an electric portable breast pump.
Taking care of herself at lunch.
You wish.
Now, this is a pretty sad story, and it's happened to a guy who's no stupid guy because he's a brain surgeon. It's a true story. Vacationing in Denver, Colorado with his girlfriend, Dr. Steve Carr. His girlfriend's name is Mary Nam. They're from Denver. They were actually vacationing in Fort Myers, Florida. And he's a brain surgeon. He's not just a surgeon. He's a brain surgeon. He buried a diamond ring in the sand on the Gulf down at Fort Myers and was going to go out and, you know, get on the beach with her and play in the sand. And then he's going to say, hey, let's make a sandcastle. And she scoops down and here's the ring. Here's the problem. He could not remember exactly where he planted it.
Jeez, I'm an idiot.
And no ring. And can you imagine the frantic sand digging?
You know what? He deserves to have it gone.
Yeah, that's
really. He almost does. Because you know how that tide comes in and, mm-hmm. and what there was a shell there, but now it's not there because it got washed away or covered up or something.
And the guy's walking around with those little gee things.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gees things.
I've never seen anybody find anything valuable with a metal detector. But for a lot of old guys, that's a great hobby. There is a disorder called congenital analgesia. You don't want to get this. There's a story out today about a guy named Stephen Pete and his brother. Their last name is Pete. They both have this congenital analgesia. And here's what it means. You have a sense of touch to some degree, but you cannot feel pain. In other words, you can feel the surface of something if it's rough. I cannot. The nerve endings don't work. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you cannot feel pain. He said when he was a kid, he was chewing and eating his own tongue up, and he couldn't feel it. Ooh. You know how you bite your tongue, how that hurts? No, he didn't feel it. And he would chew on his tongue. It's like a habit, and he didn't know he was chewing his tongue.
That's how paralyzed people are, too.
Yes, they have no feeling. Now, he said, but here's the weird thing. You're not paralyzed. You can walk, and you can do. You just can't feel pain. He said that when he was a kid, one of the first tests they performed at the doctor's office was they put a lit cigarette under his foot and waited for the skin to blister. And when it started to blister, they realized he didn't even flinch.
Ugh.
Can you imagine that? Not being able to feel. He said that they did things. They'd run needles up and down his spine. Nothing. Man. No response. He said he had chewed off about a quarter of his tongue while he was teething as a little infant.
Ugh.
He says he broke his leg roller skating, and everybody was pointing and yelling because his pants were covered in blood. He just kept skating, and his bone was sticking out. He couldn't even feel it. So again, it's called congenital analgesia. You don't want to get that. I have a joke, and I have to tell the same joke. Forgive me, but I have to tell it twice, and I'm going to tell you why. Elizabeth, thank you for asking for this joke, but it's a joke that involves a political personality. So to keep everybody happy, if I were to just tell it one way, somebody would email me and go, well, it's pretty obvious that you can't stand George Bush. So I'm going to tell this joke twice. The first time with George Bush and the next time with Barack Obama. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
George W. Bush, who, as you know, is now no longer president. He has some free time. He's out jogging. And he trips and falls over a small bridge into a creek. And before the Secret Service, because they're still with him, you still get Secret Service protection, before they can get to him, three kids who are fishing pull the former president out of the water. He has lost consciousness in the fall and could have drowned, but they pull him out. He regains consciousness, and he's so grateful. He said, you kids have saved my life. Whatever you want, you name it. You know, I'm a former president. I still have connections. What do you want? And the first kid said, I would sure like to go to Disney World. And George Bush says, done. I'll take care of it. I know some people. I'll make some calls. Son, you're going to Disney World. So's your whole family. You saved my life. Second kid says, well, I sure would like a new fishing rod. Look at my fishing rod here and reel. They're about shot. And a pair of Nike Air Jordans. And George Bush says, Don, in fact, you know, I used to own the Texas Rangers. I got sports connections. I'll get Michael Jordan to sign the shoes. The third kid says, well, I like a motorized wheelchair with a built-in TV and a good stereo headset. And the president looks at this kid, he's perfectly healthy. He says, well, I'm confused. You don't look like you're handicapped. You want a wheelchair. You're not handicapped. He says, oh, I will be after my dad finds out who I saved. And now for the people who are running to the computer to email me, here is the second version of the joke. President Barack Obama is out jogging. He trips along a pathway, a parkway. There's a bridge. He falls over into a creek before the Secret Service can get to President Barack Obama. And if you just joined us, I just told the same joke with George Bush. Three kids fish him out and pull him and bring him back to consciousness and save his life. And President Obama says, well, you kids have saved my life. What would you like? Anything you want. And the first kid says, I want to go to Disney World. And the president says, no problem. I'll take you on Air Force One. And the second kid says, I need a new fishing rod and reel. And I'd like some Nike Air Jordans. And the president says, oh, I love basketball. I play basketball. I know Michael Jordan. I'll get him to sign the shoes for you. And the third kid says, Mr. President, I want a motorized wheelchair with a built-in TV and a headset. And President Obama says, well, you're not even handicapped. And the kid says, well, I will be as soon as my dad finds out who I saved.
Hey! There you go! Everybody's happy!
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How are things shaping up, Tim?
Things are a mess on the McKinley Bridge. Here's what's going on. They finally completely closed the eastbound lanes on the Illinois side of the off the McKinley Bridge. And what's happening is it's jammed up both directions. People are making U-turns in the middle of the bridge and over where the accident is, all the way across, and that's causing both directions to be a solid mess. So westbound and eastbound are pretty well jammed up on the McKinley. That's also causing westbound 70 to jam up as you approach from Madison through Salisbury as folks try to get off on that exit. So avoid the McKinley Bridge. Take the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic on the Missouri side, there's no traffic leading up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Same thing on the King Bridge. Now, we're looking at southbound 270 or stop and go right at Olive down to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, just after Graham Hanley, you've got the left lane blocked due to a stall or a minor accident, and that's causing things to be solid right at McDonald. Northbound 170 is slow between 70 and North Hanley. Southbound 170, it's a little bit off the pace, we'll call it, between Ladue and 64. And eastbound 64, you are pretty slow between 141 and Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Dish Network. You have to call Dish and ask about Auto Hop, a new feature only available on their whole home HD DVR, the Hopper. Ask how Auto Hop lets you automatically skip over commercials. All you have to do is call 1-800-WATCH-TV to sign up for Dish. Dish, let's watch TV. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
TV critic extraordinaire. Good morning, Gail Pennington.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Ann Compton live at the White House.
And good morning from the White House. Where do you want to start?
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Deb Peterson.
Good morning, McGraw Millhaven.
Linda Alvin is in London.
For a minute, you said, what are you doing this weekend? I thought you were asking me out on a date. It talked about what's most important. I was going to say you. And then.
Weekday mornings at 6.
You know, I find out I'm one of the harem.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
The Big 550.
Did you miss me last week?
Yes, of course I did.
Good answer.
KTRS.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home protection plan from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money because they pay your expensive covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-500-9785. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? The air conditioner, water heater, plumbing, refrigerator, washer, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay them for you? If you'd rather save your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-500-9785. That's 1-800-500-9785.
Hi, I'm Kevin Svindt, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote can save you time and money buying life insurance. Recently, a man called saying he and his wife wanted life insurance, but didn't have time to shop around. I got their pertinent information, then quickly shopped the highly rated term life companies we represent for the couple's best rates. Well, I was able to find the man, 45 and in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just over $31 a month. And his wife, 42 and in excellent health, the same policy for only $21 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Please stay tuned to this important announcement for those in danger of losing their home. American Foreclosure Services has a program for those who have fallen behind on their mortgage and are facing foreclosure. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. You may be in danger of being evicted. If you can no longer afford your mortgage, you may be eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program to save your home. To find out if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program in your area, call this toll-free number now, 1-800-500-1929. The American Foreclosure Services program is available to those who are struggling with mortgage payments and want to save their home. Call now and ask for the American Foreclosure Services program to see if you qualify. Again, if you're behind on your mortgage payments, call to see if you're eligible for the American Foreclosure Services program, 1-800-500-1929. That's 1-800-500-1929.
Guys, did you know that if you finish too early or you have trouble rising to the occasion in the bedroom, it may be because you are losing your testosterone? Testosterone loss can start at any age, and as we get older, it only gets worse. That's why we're going to send you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule that will safely increase your testosterone levels absolutely risk-free. To get yours, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-3703. Bravado is guaranteed to deliver real results, and it's one of the safest male enhancement pills available. It will increase your testosterone, libido, strength, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in and outside the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-900-3703. If lines are busy, please try again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Pre-finished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra with advanced stain blocking starts at just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one just got better. Each coat works three times harder, priming, covering, and blocking stains on even tough surfaces. Roll on rich color in less time with Behr Ultra now with stain blocking starting at just $31.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Tiny bubble. I know that somebody is in Hawaii. Let me check. Is Dan? Dan's not in Hawaii.
Nope.
No, I'm here.
Peon, you're here.
I'm here.
I'm not in Hawaii. Well, that leaves Mike Evans. He must be in Hawaii for the 60th time in the last 3 years. And if we sound a little bitter, we are. But good for him. We should all be so lucky. Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. I was in the showroom this morning at Thompson Price, and I used that bathroom with that fancy electronic toilet in it.
Oh,
it was great. ThompsonPrice.com would be a place to start. Here he is from Hawaii, just like CNH Pure Cane Sugar, Mike Evans.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
I got a pop quiz question for you. I'm in Hawaii. I'm actually at the Sheraton Waikiki, and I'm almost. There's some people there waiting for me, but I'm here for you. The only station I'm doing, it's you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
And the people waiting can just wait. They wait 5 minutes.
Name the name of the celebrity who was born in Hawaii. Nicole Kidman, Kelly Preston, or Bette Midler. I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Now, I got a movie review for you. Dark Knight Rises, edge of your seat, almost 3 hours, nonstop action. It'll leave you wanting more, and it is definitely the last Batman. I can say no more, but if you read between the lines, you can figure it out.
All right, is it as good as the Dark Knight with Heath Ledger?
Better.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right.
Bruce Wayne, our Batman, of course, played by Christian Bale, has been on the lam for 8 years, hiding out in Wayne Manor. But that all changes when Anne Hathaway plays a cat burglar who outsmarts and robs Batman. And you would think that would really bother him, but actually it doesn't bother him nearly as much as the main villain, Bane, played by Tom Hardy. Bane is a busy guy. He takes over a jetliner. Then the real sheet dip hits the fan when he takes over Gotham City with a terrorist attack while everybody is watching a Super Bowl football game.
Well, I really liked The Dark Knight with Heath Ledger. If you say this is at least even that good, then it's even better.
It is unbelievable. It opens up today.
All right.
It is fabulous. Michael Caine, Morgan Freeman, Gary Oldman, Liam Neeson, all-star. PG-13, 164 minutes, 3.5 out of 4 stars. The only problem is it's too long. It's almost 3 hours long.
Yeah, that's pretty long.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yep.
You sound very serious. Are you in a real fancy part of the hotel or something?
Actually, I'm at the Sheraton, and I'm just checking in. And there's
a lot of
people here, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, just tell them you're a celebrity and you're on the air, and I'll be right.
Oh, they know that. They know that.
Oh, there
you go.
Because when he checks in, he goes, "I'm a celebrity."
I got a love nugget for you. It appears that down deep, Bruce Willis really does love Demi Moore.
Well, that's beautiful to know.
I think that is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And I'll tell you how we know that. Through all the problems that Demi Moore has, Bruce Willis calls her every single day.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher never calls her. Never, ever calls her. I'm not a big fan of Ashton Kutcher, but I thought it was very cool that even though his daughters have turned against her, and And Ashton Tudor turned against her. Bruce Willis is still there for her. I think that is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful. Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Has moved from Los Angeles to Chicago. She and Chicago Bear footballer Brian Urlacher have set up house together. And the answer to your pop quiz question, who was born in Hawaii, Nicole Kidman, Kelly Preston, or Bette Midler?
Tina.
I'll go with Nicole Kidman.
Kelly Preston.
Bette Midler.
I'll go Bette Midler, too.
You know what? I know I'm going to get some slack on this.
All three?
All three.
We don't like that. Oh. We don't care for that.
All three were born in Hawaii, homie. Sorry
Go eat some poi.
I'm going to have some. Mike Evans from Hawaii. And listen, we'll have a lot better report tomorrow because I won't be...
How could it be any better?
It can't.
That's impossible. See ya. See ya. Boop. Oh. A little bit
reserved.
Yeah. Reserved. Oh, because I'll bet you know the lobby was full.
He's in the lobby.
Uh-huh. He doesn't want to act like a goofball.
People there. Yeah. He didn't want to look stupid, so he's trying to be real professional. And it, you know what? It's dull. When he tries to be professional, it just doesn't work.
That's crazy.
He's not capable of that. Mike Evans from the Sheraton Waikiki in Hawaii.
Yeah, and he doesn't need to be on the phone to let people know he's a celebrity. I'm sure he tells everybody.
Oh no. He
calls ahead.
No, he times it, I guarantee you. He didn't have to be checking in right now.
No.
He's deliberately Oh, you know what? While I'm checking in, excuse me, I got to go live on the air.
I'm on the radio right now.
On one of my
60
stations. Yes. Excuse me just a minute. Yeah, of course he did that. Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com. Fred Willard is in the news, and even though you might not know the name, I can almost promise you, you've seen Fred Willard.
Fred, I like Fred Willard.
Best in show, that dog thing.
Best in show, A Mighty Wind, he's in that too, I think.
And he's in skits all the time on Jay Leno.
Wasn't he on Mary Hartman?
It could have been.
But the sidekick.
Fred Willard has pulled a Pee Wee Herman, and that's not all he was pulling. He's been arrested. Suspicion of committing a lewd act at a Hollywood adult theater.
Man. Don't get that.
It says, uniformed vice officers were conducting a routine investigation. In other words, they just happened to be at the adult theater conducting a routine investigation.
I heard to get the license to have those theaters, they have to give the police... free reign. They can come in whenever they want.
For an impromptu inspection.
Yes.
Well, the cops were there, and they saw Fred engaging in a lewd act. I hate the way they leave us hanging there. What
lewd?
It was hanging her.
Yeah. I doubt that it was hanging.
Maybe it was hanging.
I heard he had his pants around his ankles.
Says he appeared to be alone and was released after midnight without posting bail. How embarrassing.
Why would you pull your pants down?
But here's...
Getting comfortable.
Well, here's the other thing. In this age of easy access to internet porn, why would you go to an adult movie theater?
I bet he's not computer savvy.
He
has no idea what's
70
out there.
70 or something?
Yeah, 72, I think.
72? That has to be the reason.
Yeah.
Because, who goes to those theaters anymore? Why would...
When it happened to Pee Wee Herman, it was pre all this internet access stuff. But how... Can you?
Now you got it right at your fingertips.
Come on, I'm Fred Willard. Come on, okay, come on. You go.
And then they have to describe it in the police report.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's.
Take a picture.
Take a break, then we'll come back doing an official, professional goodbye on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, Tim.
By the way, I don't think Fred Willard was in a Mary Hartman, but he was the co-host with Martin Mull on Fernwood Tonight.
That's what it
was. Oh, man, whatever happened to Martin Mull?
But that was from a takeoff from Mary Hartman.
Fernwood. Martin Mull was the pharmacist on 2.5 Men.
Yeah, but oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was always drinking codeine and doing different drugs while he was the pharmacist so.
He's a different weird guy than Martin Mull.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. What you got for us?
I'll tell you what, they've cleared that accident off the McKinley Bridge or on the east side by Broadway, so it's still both directions are kind of a mess, so still try to avoid that area. Looking at southbound 270 and it's stop and go now south of Olive down to Doherty Ferry. You're still a little bit slow out in O'Fallon in St. Peter's area. We had a rain shower flew through right at 70 and Mid River Small Drive, so you're slow from 370 through T.R. Hughes and also through Chesterfield Valley. Some stop and go traffic west of Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline helps your engine get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals?
Text Cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Attention all women over 18. If you don't have a facial exfoliating brush yet, we need your help, and you need ours. We're Hydroxytone, and we have one mission, to set a world record by giving away 1 million free Sonic Microderm facial brushes in 24 hours. We're calling it the Million Brush Giveaway, and we need your help to reach our goal. So please call now and tell us where to send your free facial brush. 1-800-500-6515. Exfoliating, softening, smoothing, renewing your skin for youthful radiance. This luxurious facial brush is top of the line, valued at $60. But call now and you can get it free during our Million Brush Giveaway. Just cover the minimal shipping and processing. Again, we're trying to give away 1 million free facial brushes in 24 hours, so we need your help. If you want a flawless, younger-looking complexion, call immediately to get your free facial brush now. 1-800-500-6515. That's 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515. 1-800-500-6515.
I think I've been pretty professional today, suppressing my anger.
Why?
I was really looking forward to going to Alton tomorrow, and then I find out, once again, I've been put on assignment.
Aww.
What?
Really?
Sorry.
And I was steaming through the whole show, but I don't think anybody can. It is getting old. Thank you. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to put up with it, but I want you all to have a great Thursday evening, everybody, 6 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. More than 27,000.